right, welcome to the next in the 67 steps, guidelines and frameworks for the good life. Now, this one's an interesting one. It's called Slot Machine Probability and Chasing the Mirage, How to Step Out of the Cave into a More Accurate Reality. So, lots of ways we can go with this one, but, and I hope you notice these 67 steps as they keep going. They don't get weaker. They don't get, you know, they're not less important. That's why I said at the beginning, you got to go through all of these. There's so many important things to cover in life to be successful that, you know, I can hardly fit them in 67. So don't think that these are, that these are just filler or something. This isn't, and especially this one. So slot machine probability. So think about, we talked about earlier, philosophies that you can have on life. You get the philosophy right, it's kind of like shooting for the moon. You know, they say when you're shooting a rocket to the moon from Cape Canaveral or wherever it goes from in Florida, or if you're off in just the most minute direction, you'll miss, by the time you get all the way to the moon, you'll miss it by, you know, 500 miles. To hit the moon, which is the good life, the end game that you're looking for, it's going to take precision. And one of those things you have to be precise on is your philosophy. So most people, they're doing right things in their life. And you may feel this way. You're working hard. You're smart. You know, you're reading some books. You're humble. All those things. Yet, life doesn't get you that outcome you want. Like I said, don't believe me. Do this litmus test. Go back to when you're 14 or 18, graduated high school. Hopes and dreams. Has life worked out for you exactly or pretty close to what you wanted? Did you marry the type of person, have the kind of relationships you wanted? Did your body look the way you thought it would look? You know, when you're young, you think you'll be healthy and look great forever. Do you still look great? Or have things slid downhill? Relationships slid downhill or gone up? Wealth. Did you envision yourself in the career you're in now? With the amount of money you have now? Ooh, maybe that's my answer. A sneeze. But for most of us, when we're honest, we haven't quite hit it. We haven't hit the moon like we thought we would. And let's borrow an engineering concept. Maybe it's our philosophy. Maybe there's something wrong with our core convictions. You know, I talked about, Nietzsche says, convictions are greater enemies of the truth than lies, right? The world's not a bad place because so many people are lying. No, it's because so many people have false convictions, meaning they feel something very strongly, yet it's inaccurate. And you and I have those too. We have those blind spots. Hitler was very sure of his own cause. He had things throughout history. There was a battle in World War I where Hitler walked out of he woke up. I think he had been knocked out or something from a concussion and of a shell, artillery shell. And when he got up, there was an English soldier holding a gun, pointing it right at Adolf Hitler. And Adolf Hitler put his hands up. This is before, of course, Adolf Hitler was the Adolf Hitler running Germany. This is in World War I, back in 1917, 1918. And that soldier, that English soldier, couldn't bring himself to execute and kill somebody in cold blood who, you know, just had his hands up. So he let him go. Hitler, of course, used that to build his conviction and belief that he was doing God's work and he was appointed by the universe, and he did it. Hitler was deranged, but he had conviction because he had some evidence. He took that as evidence that something larger than himself wanted him alive to fulfill his purpose. Of course, we know he was a madman and inaccurate, to say the least. And you and I, of course, you know, are certainly not, or hopefully not crazy like that yet. As much as we like to point our finger at other people, you know, horrible people like Hitler or other people who have hurt us in our life and say, oh, see, they have the philosophy, they're wrong about their convictions, we forget to examine our own. right? I love that Warren Buffett says, every year you should throw out one good idea that you have, meaning go back to your big convictions. Throw some of them out. They're probably unfounded. So today, one of those, the way that I believe, and not just I when I say this, the way that life seems to be playing out as we begin to understand more and more every day with the passing of you know, more research and science. And it's not just science, because I know science is maligned. But think about it. Humanity, the longer it goes, the more insight you get, right? Not to say that everything gets better with time. Some things get worse, but in general, things get better. Trust me. You don't believe me? Go live 500 years ago. The bubonic plague would kill, you know, half of a nation or 30% of a nation from a sickness. That doesn't happen now. Wars were worse than they are now. And people like to argue with me, but I'm like, look at the facts. You think World War I? You think, you know, all war is bad in the sense that, you know, horrible things happen. But things are getting better. The world's more at peace now than it's ever been. There's less utter poverty than there's ever been before. And that's because we learn. You learn a little bit from your grandma, who learned from her grandma, who learned from her grandma. It's thus Sir Isaac Newton. If we're great, it's because we're standing on the shoulders of giants. So, big picture philosophy of life, part of the problem that you and I have, is that we're not getting what we want because our big picture philosophy is wrong. And I wanted to introduce a new philosophy. That was my long-winded introduction to what I really want to talk about, which is slot machine probability and chasing the mirage. You see, most of us are chasing mirages. What do I mean, and what is a way? You can't, you know, a mirage is an imaginary place. It doesn't exist. You'll never find it. You think you're in the desert. You're like going over the hill. Oh, there's the water, but there's never water, and you die climbing over that sand dune over and over, but there's never water. The way that life seems to play out is that you and I need to know stuff, right? I need to know something. You need to know something. And in the past, whether it be religion or conviction, everybody was absolutely certain, like, this is certainly true. You know? You saw that in American history. Very certain that it was okay to have slaves, certain people. Well, the whole South of America, this was the right, God-given right. And the Supreme Court of the United States said that black people were not equal to one white person. That was actually a law, or you know, a Supreme Court finding. Women were not equal. All these things that now we consider archaic and wrong and, you know, primitive. That was somebody's convictions at one point. Now, you and I, we may not have those false convictions, but if we're not careful, 100 years from now, people are going to look back at us and be like, oh, that Thai guy, he was sure about this and he was sure about that. So I want to remove some of that certainty. In fact, in my Twitter, what did I just post? I said, what the world needs, let me see if I can find it here. If you're not on my Twitter, it's at Ty Lopez. I said, blah-dee-dee. Try living a week with less conviction and more investigation. What the world needs now is less opinion and a heck of a lot more observation. So what we're talking about now is what I've coined slot machine probability, the philosophy. But what I just read is basically what it is. So imagine your life now. Instead of being sure of stuff, what I want to imagine is that every point, let's say you're deciding who you want to date or who you want to marry or which diet you want to follow, Atkins diet or paleo diet or vegetarian, vegan, or you want to know if you should quit your job now and strike out on that new dream you've had to start your own business. Or maybe it's bigger picture, what religion to follow, what political stance, conservative, liberal, what you want to be. I want you to first understand that the first part of the philosophy is that It's not so black and white. I've talked about this before. The black and white mentality. You got to get rid of that. It's not like that, okay? It's not like you're going to figure out exactly how politics always works. It's not. Politics is dynamic. So there's a time where liberalism will seem to be more efficient and where conservatism will be more efficient. So that's the first thing. Write that down. Stop being so black and white. Let go. Let down some of your convictions so that you can become a lot more observant. So then the question becomes, if you let down those convictions, what do you replace them with? Well, you replace them with the knowledge that you're never going to quite know. Because the only way to know whether you should stay at your job now or quit it and strike out on a new career or a new small business that you start, whatever it might be, is for you to have the ability to create two alternate universes happening at once, one where you stay with your current option and one where you go off on your own. And then you could observe. You'd have to be God to do that. You can't do that, to have alternate universes. Even if you believe, like some of the great physicists of our time, in this multi-world where multiple realities are happening. Even if you believe it, you and I don't have the ability to step above it and look down on it. Right? That's bigger than you or I. We're not big enough in the universe to do that. So what does that leave us with? Well, that's what I said. It leaves us with some uncertainty, and you got to be willing to accept that uncertainty. That's the next thing I want you to write down. You got to be willing to accept some of it. Now, number three, you have to move towards this, what I call this slot machine probability. So if you've ever been to Las Vegas or you've ever seen slot machines on a, you know, Mississippi riverboat or wherever you've been, or most people have seen that, imagine your life like this. There's two slot machines, one on the left and one on the right. These represent your different choices. Now, if the slot machine on the left, you put a dollar in or a quarter or whatever and you pulled it, and every 10 quarters you pulled, you won one time. The one on the right, though, you put a quarter in, and it takes 20 pulls on average to get a win. On average, because it's all random, right? Which slot machine should you always put your quarter in? And the answer, of course, is the first one. Because on average, you only put every 10 quarters you pull in, you pull, you win. Now, here's the, make this more complicated. Sometimes in life, though, you got to make a choice, doing or doing. But sometimes the right machine, the one on the right hand side, machine B, you put the quarter in and you win, even though it's only one out of 20, you win when the one in 10 doesn't win. And that's how life is. It means you can do all the right things sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't work out. And sometimes you get a little lucky. You did the wrong thing and you won. And you can't get confused, because many people get confused. And I think that's what happens in politics and diet and religion. People look to the machine B and they point out a time when that won. And they said, see, that one won. So that means you always sit down at the 1 in 20 machine, but you don't. They're incorrect. It's still better, even when it's losing, to sit down at the 1 in 10 strategy. So in life, what you have to do is you have to take health and you have to go, there's no absolute certainty which diet I do, which one's the A machine and which one's the B. You see this a lot in dating. You have two people you could date. Two people you could marry, or two people you could befriend, and or two business partner potentials, or two businesses to invest in, two products to launch, and you're so paralyzed by this absolute black and white, this one's right or this is wrong, or looking, you're looking for the needle in the haystack, which is the indication that one is right or wrong, and you will never find it. In a world of uncertainty, you will have a hard time bringing certainty to all things. Some things you can have some level of certainty, like Descartes said, I think, therefore I am, meaning the fact that he thought made him, and his awareness, his consciousness, made him have some certainty that in that sense, he was there, right? So that, by the way, is called epistemology. This whole conversation we're having, how do we know that we know things? Descartes dealt a lot with epistemological concepts of knowledge. We've talked about that before in the Descartes trying to systematize and math. Use math and numbers will help you. And we're talking a little more on that today because this is important enough. Some of these 67 steps are just little different nuances of the same concept. And that this epistemology is definitely one of them. You have to have a tool when life has a fork in the road and left and right. You have to have a tool to know which one you should go. And what I'm suggesting to you is you should go down the path that wins 1 out of 10 and not the path that goes wins 1 out of 20, even though sometimes the 1 in 20 will win. So if you have two people to marry or date, you have to think hard and go, what's the odds that this one works out? Without delusion, without blind spots. And then even if there's a part of you that goes, but it could work out with this person, you have to go with the numbers. You have to. See two business partners, you're like, well, this one over here on the right, at one point, they stole some money from me and, well, a little bit shady in the past. Oh, I don't know if they're that skilled. But you know what? There's a possibility that if they come around and they get their game together, they could be the best business partner ever. And you have this business partner on the left-hand side who's like maybe not quite as much potential but a little more stable. Maybe that's the 1 in 10. And even though this one will win, this other person will win. In dating, you see there's a lot. People are chasing the mirage, the 1 in 20. Why would you ever sit down at the 1 in 20 slot machine? You should not. It's a dangerous game. And so one of the things that I point out here, that's why I called it chasing the mirage, is that a mirage is a dangerous thing. The desert is full of the bones of people who chased mirages. The odds weren't good that there was a big lake in the middle of the desert. Yet people were like, well, maybe there is, maybe, and there's a big payoff, right? There's a 1 in 20 chance that there is water over the next sand dune when you're dying of thirst. But you know what you should do is go, you know what? No. That's low odds. That's a 1 in 20 odds. The 1 in 10 and more likely is that if I could figure out how to get water right here where I am, maybe when the sun goes down, take a little plastic and stretch it out, and I'll collect the dew, the morning dew, and the condensation on this plastic, and I'll drink that. You see, it's not as cool. It's not a big tantalizing reward, but it's slow and steady way to get enough water that you'll survive until rescuers can find you. So, this way of thinking, it's going to take more enlightenment. It's harder. It's hard for me. It's going to be hard for you. You know, Plato gave this analogy, and I think it was in the Republic, in one of his writings. He says, you know, most of life is like being in a cave. And in this cave, you have a lot of people who are sitting way back in the cave in the darkness. And they're seeing activity by other people, but there's a fire, and they're just seeing the shadows on the wall. But they think they're seeing reality. So they describe, oh yeah, that's humans, but it's really just a shadow they're pointing. It's not really humans. It's the reflection of humans. And Plato was asking us, we got to come out into the light. And when you come into the light, into new philosophies like this that make you feel a little scared, you know, if you're used to being in the back of the cave and you're used to looking at these dimly lit realities, being asked to come out into this cave is a scary thing. And but it pays big rewards because then you can see clearly. And I want you to see clearly. I want to see clearly. This understanding of probabilities, of going with what is more likely to be true most of the time. There are times you're going to have to take big risks. Don't get me wrong. Definitely times. Because sometimes one slot machine only wins 1 in 100, but the other option wins 1 in 1,000. Both of them are big risks. You still want to go with the 1 in 100. So one of the things I also want you to write down, whatever number we're on, 3 or 4, this presupposes a few things. What it presupposes is that you can do the right thing and still not get what you want. And that is hard for people to cope with. It's very hard to cope with that understanding. We tend to think in such black and whites, in such kind of anthropomorphized understandings of cause and effect, that, oh yeah, it's like we're little kids. It's like, well, mommy always rewards me every time I do my best. Well, when you grow up, there's no mommy always rewarding you, meaning you could put in your hours, you could put in your time, you could build a good business, you could invent something good, and nobody, you could be a great musician, watch, great artist, and no one acknowledges you. And so you're like, this isn't fair. I did this, and then the world's supposed to instantly show up on my doorstep and pat me on the back and give me money and give, it doesn't work that way. But know this, building skill, getting better as an artist or an entrepreneur or parent or, you know, friend, whatever all those skills exercise, that's a good slot machine to bet your life on. Meaning you do that long enough and eventually somebody's probably going to find out what you did and your life's going to get better, but it won't happen overnight. You see, that's why we love get-rich-quick schemes, because in a get-rich-quick scheme, it's direct cause and effect. You put one quarter in the slot machine, you pull it every time you win. You won't. And so write this down. You got to give the world time to catch up with your accomplishments. That means you have to be willing to put quarters in and pull it and not win sometimes, but yet be willing to put a quarter in again. You know, I'll read you one of my favorite poems. You probably heard it before. It's Rudyard Kipling, the great author. It's his poem called If. If you've heard this before, it's worth hearing again. He says, let's see how it starts out here. Because I'm not sure if I know the whole original one. But he says, if you can keep your head about you when all are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you but make allowances for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them with worn out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve you your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to hold on, if you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither fools nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. It's from 1943 he wrote that. What he was saying is that if you can stick with the plan, If you can sit down at the table, even though sometimes you know you're doing the most likely path, the most probable, but it's still not quite working. If you can stick with it, look at the reward. It's kind of like what we talk about here, the good life. He's saying, if you can do that, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. Those dreams that you want here in life, they are yours. But you're going to have to be willing to do that. So, to close this out, remember, it's not enough to just hear me talking. I'm just a person, a regular person. You have to make this instinctive and part of your life. Part of by doing that is by writing it out in these lessons here. On the page here, part of the community, there's a great power in social reading, interacting, and then your private journal. So the one we're talking about now is this, you know, slot machine, not chasing the mirage. So number one, where is an example of something you have done? You've sat at the table, the correct table, the one in 10, the most likely, yet still failed. What's a practical example? You know, recently I wanted to get in really good shape, and I started dieting. I was never overweight, but you know, I started really focusing on diet, working out, and measure. I was, you know, I recommend you measure your waist, measure your weight. There's a good app. I use My Fitness Pal, which is a great one. Stores it all, so if you lose your phone, you don't lose all the data. You know, if your phone crashes or fault breaks. Anyway, and I didn't see instant results, right? I'm like, I'm doing all the things right. And I was tempted to give up. They call that the plateau. Every bodybuilder reaches it. Every Olympic athlete, every professional athlete reaches that. Business people reach that, where you're plateaued. And that's what separates the adults from the children, the people who can stay with it during the plateau. So that's just something recently in my life. Sure enough, it took about 18 months and I really started to see big results. Then it's like a, you know, failure is logarithmic, success is exponential. So I saw that increase. This is a practical one, but what about you? Maybe it's in business, been doing the right thing. Maybe it's relationships. Maybe it's with diet. What is your thing? Okay. Number two, what's an example of something you gave up on too quickly? Meaning, had you stuck with it long enough and given the universe time to catch up to you sitting at the correct, most probable table or slot machine, you probably would have done it. Look back. We all have those things. I have some businesses. I was like, man, I should have stuck with those. You know, quit too early. What is one for you? Doesn't have to be business. Okay. Now, number three is, what is a resolution where you see clearly right now the more probable machine path to take? A lot of times you see this in dating relationships or in friendships. What's the clear path you know you should take that you haven't taken, and what you're going to resolve to do now, which is to take it? Be specific. If you don't want to say people's names, put their first initial, right? And this includes, maybe make this number four. Let's make this number four. Something you have to cut out. You have to cut out. It's a bad bet. You've been betting on the wrong horse. Now, let me just say, I hate to use wrong. I use it because you have to slip into it in the English language, but it's an improbable horse you've been betting on. There's one kind of warning I will give you to life, and that is that the scary thing about life is that, you know, in Las Vegas, if you go there and you put the quarters in and you sit at the wrong machine, you sat at the 1 in 20 when you should have sat at the 110, you lose your money. And money can be regained. You can lose all your money. Donald Trump went down $7 or $8 billion, and then he made it all back and went up $4 billion. I think he's up $4 billion now. So he pulled it off. But time is what gets lost in these things. You marry the wrong person, or get the wrong business partner, or go after an inaccurate business option, or take the wrong diet, or inefficient diet for your body, I should say, an improbable one, you're going to waste years off your life. And nobody, not the richest man, not Donald Trump, not Larry Ellison, not the Walds, nobody's figured out how to get time back. So I don't want you to waste your money. I don't want you to waste your time. Okay? So fill this out here on the page. Do it on the journal. Reach out to me. Make sure you're on Twitter. It's at Ty Lopez. On my Facebook. Make sure you're on my YouTube too. I'm giving away other things. It's Ty Lopez Official. And my Facebook page. Okay? Be a part. Also, leave some comments and replies here to other people's things. You're going to get ideas. You may feel like you don't understand. Interact. I don't have all the answers. This is a community of people all trying to move towards the, you know, living a good life. So anyway, hope this has been helpful. I will see you on the next 67 Steps.